Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5, 730 3776 if you want to get in. Apparently, report Dell, is that was this a caller that reported
we
that?
We got one? A caller who apparently has access to Alabama, one of Alabama's recruiting sports sites. It's called 24/7. It's a bid network connected to CBS Sports. They have recruiting, college sports, part of the arm. And apparently Bill O'Brien is in Tuscaloosa, according to them, interviewing for the Alabama OC job that Steve Sarkisian vacated when he took the Texas job.
Be a good move for O'Brien.
Right? It is a place where you rehabilitate yourself.
You rehab. That's
seriously
rehab.
Lane Kiffin did it.
Yeah.
Steve Sarkisian did it. And Bill O'Brien, coach for Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban are great friends. It would make a lot of sense. Bill O'Brien is known as a pretty good offensive mind. The thing that's concerning, though, is that you get screamed down if you're a Nick Saban coordinator. That's part of the deal. If you're a coach,
yeah,
you're going to get screamed at on the sideline, in game. Can Bill O'Brien, former GM of the Houston Texans and head coach and cap guy, he handle somebody screaming at him?
They're both from the Belichick tree, right? I think they get it. Which is probably why, you want to be the screamer as opposed to the screamed at, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you messed up your opportunity to be the screamer. Okay, you were the screamer. It didn't go. It went poorly. Everyone you were screaming at, and now you have to be the screamed at. I think you understand that. You get that.
It's fair.
Yeah. And
it's karma.
And it is. It is karmatic. I don't think there's any question about that.
The Houston Texans, who made a run at Patriots director of player personnel, Nick Caserio, are doing it again. They've requested permission to interview Caserio for the GM job, according to Adam Schefter.
So apparently, according to, and this was so Texans, according to the Patriots, Caserio has a clause in his contract that says he can't interview for any other job, even if it's a step up, which is in direct conflict with the NFL's bylaw, which says anybody can interview for a job if it's a promotion, which GM, the title of GM with the Houston Texans, would be a promotion. But as soon as the Patriots threatened action against the Texans, we promise we won't, and we'll hire Bill O'Brien as our general manager. Okay.
You know what they probably did?
How'd that work out?
Jack Easterby probably said, guys, it's just not worth it.
No.
Let's just do this in-house. I'll do whatever is needed here. I mean,
why don't we make Bill the GM?
I think
you got the
Bill
guy right
knows.
Here.
The guy's right here. Who knows football better than this guy? Who's going to know who he needs? And then anything that Billy needs, I mean, I'll provide as a source structure because we're on the same page. Yeah, we're on the same page.
I don't think he screamed.
We're aligned.
Wait, I don't think he screamed every time he
Has
talked to everybody.
Has anybody but been aligned scream. With GMs and then had falling outs faster than Bill O'Brien? With Ryan, he said that about Brian Gain.
Yeah.
We're aligned.
We're aligned. We're aligned now.
We're aligned. Me and Jack are aligned.
It didn't take long for him to get unaligned with Rick Smith. That press conference, how awesome everything was. That didn't last long.
The Panthers, Matt Rhule and his squad have requested permission to interview Ed Dodds, Colts assistant GM for their job. That is a Matt Rhule smart football guy hire right there. He and Ed could work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ballard brought Matt Rhule in to interview when he had one win for Baylor because he thought that highly of him. And he's like, God, if I had any balls, I'd hire Matt Rhule. I said, do you? He goes, I can't hire a one-win Baylor coach. My first GM job? He goes, are you crazy? He said, I don't have those balls yet. But Ed Dodds already knows Matt Rhule, so.
Okay, so Caserio.
Good. Get him out of the division.
Let's see now if the Patriots balk at this, and again, if they say no, he can't speak to any team clause in his contract. If the Texans actually fight it and say, well, this is for a promotion, and in the NFL, you can actually interview for jobs, yes, when you're going to get a promotion.
You could 100%.
Well, I thought
Nick Caserio wanted out.
Well, no, apparently he signed an extension this
I know, but season. I thought he supposedly had wanted out of there.
I know, allegedly.
Maybe he said, I'll sign an extension, but I want a chance to interview next time.
Yeah.
I'll sign an extension. Maybe the wording's different.
Maybe. It could well be.
In his extension.
Or maybe that's illegal to have in a contract that you can't move up to another organization. Maybe that's an illegal clause in Caserio's contract. And if I was a lawyer, I'd say, wait a minute. What are the NFL rules on this? If he's not a general manager and he's going to get a job as a general manager for another team, aren't the NFL rules you get to go interview at that place if you're getting a promotion? Yes, that's the NFL rule. So the Patriots can't supersede that.
No, you can't.
So
you got to be able. You can't keep a guy hostage in a position that he's not even a true GM.
Well, yeah, right. Well, we'll see.
And they refuse to even give him a title, which is. That's just weird on Bill Belichick's part that you'd even risk it.
So
why would you do that?
Is Caserio a perfect hire for Jack Easterby?
I mean, he knows Jack.
They're boys,
but he knows
Jack. They were in the corner at that little lunch.
No, let me tell you.
They were plotting, remember?
I think it is probably because Nick ain't coming here if he thinks Jack is gonna have any sway.
Well, you know that. Well, guess what though? Jack won't.
But also, guess what you're going to get? Secretive, quiet, vague New England stuff.
Yeah, that's the way they work. Mm-hmm. And listen, everybody that's come out of that organization.
Nobody.
Everybody that's come out of that organization.
It's worked for nobody unless Tom Brady was the quarterback.
Is it scary to think that Nick Caserio might come here?
Who has succeeded without Tom Brady as their quarterback?
Out of the
up to this point, Flores. Brian Flores is as close as it comes.
Yeah,
and he missed the playoffs.
Yeah, but look at what he's got. Now he's got all these Texans picks. Look how good they're going to be next year. I mean, look at he's going to get Devontae Smith or Jamar Chase, or he's going to get weapons. And then, oh God, don't forget, he's got the 30. Not only does he have the 30, the third pick, he's got the 35th pick too, and he's got his picks. Holy crap. Brian Flores, with the team that they had this year, they're going to be pretty damn good next year. They're going to be pretty damn good. Now, are you disappointed into his development?
No. I said it during one of the breaks. The Dolphins were in a weird position because they hired an OC who was most comfortable with Brian Fitzpatrick. He was the named starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick had maybe his best year outside of his Bill O'Brien year with Chan Gailey in Buffalo. They had receivers like Preston Williams and Devontae Parker who are guys who are ball winners. They're not separators. All things that Ryan Fitzpatrick loved. They weren't built for the quarterback of the future. They addressed the line this past draft, and those guys seemed to look to be players at a minimum. At a minimum, they look to be players. I don't know if they'll be great. This is the year you go get
is
guys.
Is there any chance, though, that the Dolphins
no.
behind the scenes say, you know what? We can get this player, whoever this player is, and we can move Tua for even more picks.
I feel like it's unlikely.
What's more valuable, the third pick or Tua? Probably third pick.
What if?
Not the third pick to wide receiver, it's not. It depends on who's
depends on how you had Tua graded.
What if the Jets pass on Justin Fields?
I don't think the Dolphins would, because it wasn't like a Josh Rosen thing where Tua, where they won one game or whatever they won. I mean, sure, he had his struggles, but overall, what, 6-3 as a starter?
I think we have to say, what if they pass on quarterback? Because I don't think it's a lock now. One game doesn't make it a lock that Fields is ahead of Zach Wilson.
A lot of attitudes, though, that one game.
Yeah, a lot of people are let's see how he does against Alabama.
Yeah.
Because that's a defense that, as we kind of talked about, I think on or off the air, you can move the ball on. If you have a good offense, you can move the ball on Alabama.
I was worried, a little bit worried. And actually, Notre Dame didn't play him all that badly because, you know, listen, that was not a horrible matchup for Notre Dame, if you want to know the truth, because Alabama's defense isn't very good. Now, listen, they played much better, but Notre Dame's offensive line the last two games was terrible. They were terrible against Clemson in the ACC championship, and they were terrible against Alabama. I don't know what the hell happened to that offensive line, but they could not. As big as they were, they couldn't block. They couldn't block. I felt bad.
You talk about these offensive lines.
For book.
The one offensive line, by the way, Alabama finished 16th overall in points against. So like I said during the break, Florida, Ole Miss lit them up. Everybody else, they were just fine.
But the other teams that and listen, can we stop saying that Alabama's offense is the same as LSU's last year?
Well, they say the numbers prolific.
Okay, the numbers against who? Who did they play?
They played
LSU. Played Alabama.
Well,
Alabama played LSU this year.
Well, they played Georgia, who's a pretty good defense.
Are they though?
Yeah, they're still pretty good. I don't know who else.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to tell you now,
bunch of crap.
You're going to find out. Mac Jones is just an average guy.
Yeah,
he's not a great quarterback.
No,
he does a nice job in that offense. He's a good game manager. That is a special, special wide receiver he has with Devontae Smith.
912 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here to talk to us. More Texans. Oh, we got some more sound that we're going to play on the other side. J.J. Watt talking about his future here on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I've certainly considered it. Who knows? Like I said, this week, there's too many unknowns to really know. But if it is, it's unfortunate that it wasn't in front of a full stadium. And all the fans, and it's unfortunate it wasn't a win. It's unfortunate it was in this type of a season. But who knows? Like I said, there's a lot of unknowns. But I think this city knows. I hope they know how I feel about them and how thankful I am. And I've tried to do everything I possibly can and give everything I possibly have.
JJ talking about whether or not that was his last game as in that stadium as a Houston Texan. And it's a possibility. It's a real possibility.
I put the odds at 50-50. I mean, it's just going to depend on who the GM is. I think if you ask Cal McNair, he'll say, I don't want to move him. But if a GM comes in who says this is what's best for the team, I think they will.
Yeah.
I do. I think they will. JJ will be amenable to it. It's going to be up to the GM to make that decision because I don't think Cal is going to – I could be wrong. Cal might say under no circumstances because JJ wasn't even shopped at the trade deadline. But then again, who do you want doing the shopping? You want it to be Jack Easterby? No, not really. So you can always trade him in the offseason too. So we'll see.
Yeah. The favorite is JJ Watt plays for the Houston Texans in 2021. I got -175 right here. No. Wow, that's a big favorite.
Well, pretty big. It's not even 2-1, but
that's a pretty big favorite on something like that.
Yeah, I'd make it more like like no minus 130.
Yeah, this is...
To me, it's closer to a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, I do too. I think so too. Because, exactly that, because of what JJ means to the McNairs. I'm almost... Yeah.
God, boy, nobody is more loyal. For an organization that has no real background of winning consistently and certainly not at a high level, nobody is more loyal than this organization.
No.
Brian Cushing. There's nothing he could do wrong for this organization. J.J. Watt, tremendous loyalty. The loyalty they showed Kubiak and Smith, and I'm not saying some of it wasn't warranted. I'm just saying, in general, this is an organization that prides itself on, you know, loyalty, which is, I think it's an admirable thing. I don't want to diminish it, but I think you cannot make emotional decisions. You have to, at some point, make decisions that are good for your football team. And hanging on to J.J. Watt, to me, is an emotional decision at this standpoint. When you look at where he is in 2 to 3 years and where the value of J.J. Watt could be for your team in 2 to 3 years in terms of draft capital, it's...
But like your buddy said, I mean, it's about J.J. getting you a pick, a third-round compensatory pick. That is, again, that's risky business with as many free agents as you have to sign. So mm-hmm. That's risky business on whether or not you'll even get that.
Well, that's why you kind of want to move them.
So, right. That's why you want to move them.
Because you know you get
just,
picks.
Yes. But didn't that GM say you just cut them?
Well, his whole thing was that he would consider, if he didn't get the value that he wanted, that he would cut them because he thinks there's a lot of value. He said for the amount of money that J.J., you look at J.J.'s salary, he said, I could sign 3 players for that money.
Yeah. Well, that's $17 million.
He said, I could
right
sign 3 starters.
Right.
For that money.
That goes right into your pocket.
And he's
now.
Right. There's a starting running back, a starting cornerback, and probably a starting safety. Based on the money, he's probably right.
Well, are we going by Bill O'Brien money, or are we going by...
No, real money.
Oh. Because
not Bill Coin.
Money, Bill O'Brien money, you probably got one running back with that $17 million.
I'm not talking about Bill Coin. We'll pay you Bill Coins! You don't have your own money, Bill. Stop screaming at us.
Do you think that it's Bill Coins now?
Yeah. That's you get played in Bill
that's
Coins.
That's a terrible
That's what
currency.
Tunsil got paid in.
He did get paid in Bill Coins.
So did Wendy Merciless.
There's another one. Okay. Odds. Wendy Merciless is back in 2021.
0%.
0%. You're putting it at 0.
I put it at 0. There's no chance. He's taking up a roster spot.
Odds. David Johnson is back. Let's not forget, he's a Jack Easterby guy.
0%. Jack Easterby, I don't care. He's not a football player right now.
They're going to cut Whitney, and his dead cap is over $15 million.
His dead cap is over $15 million, but his cap...
Ew.
But yeah.
It's over $15 million
hit,
still?
His cap hit is still...
Are you sure it's
but it's only
year?
Right, it's only a $3 million hit.
It's the difference between...
The difference is only a $3 million.
Yeah, still. He's going to cost you $3 million on the way out.
Yeah.
I still would do it.
Well, yeah, he's 15, though. You lose $15 million.
I mean, I guess what you could do is you could keep him and let him compete for a job and keep him as a backup and then maybe try to move him. But no one's going to take that contract on. But you can cut him after 1 year. But no one, there's no value in Whitney Houston. I mean, Whitney Merciless as a traded commodity. There's no value.
Who's gonna no?
Why do you want him other than he just takes up a spot on your depth chart? Like what is seriously?
Yeah.
What argument could you be made? He's not better rusher than Jacob Martin.
Well, for that
Greener
$3 million,
younger.
No, for that $3 million though, you might just keep him. The year after, he's only 3-1 against the cap. And his salary, his cap hit is $14.5 million. You're saving over $11 million the next year, as opposed to costing you $15 million.
You might. Well, costing you $3 million.
Costing you $3 million. Yeah. Right. Because
what's the cost of keeping him? The cost of losing him is $3 million. What's the cost of keeping him?
Well, the cost is you still have the Rock Boys together.
Yeah, it's a cost for us.
Yeah, breaking up the Rock Boys.
So
are you looking to break up the Rock Boys? Wait, you got to ask, does Deshaun want Whitney to go? Because they had a little duet going up. Guitar solo going duet.
You know, so sometimes the bands break up, though.
Yeah.
That's true. But does the lead singer of the band want it to be broken up?
Well, that's the big question right there. Bernardrick McKinney.
You know, I know everyone's going to want to just get rid of Bernardrick McKinney. I think they missed him in the middle. I know people like to make a big deal about Adams had tackles, but Bernardrick McKinney's a thumper, and he's tough between the tackles. It's just so much money.
You saved $7 million.
Yeah, to me, Bernardrick would have to take a pay cut. Man, I would consider keeping him if he took a pay cut.
Listen, Terrell Adams wasn't bad. I mean, he honestly. And who knows?
You were worst football.
Zach Cunningham actually led the league.
You say he's not bad. Zach, you had the worst run defense in football.
Yeah, but
he's not good.
Okay, what are the odds you go to a 4-3 next year?
Good.
Good. That's right. So you don't need Bernardrick McKinney and Zach Cunningham.
Well, but Zach, to me, you could play him at the will if you wanted to. Right. Or you could play him inside or at the... He's not tough enough inside, to me, to be by himself. He's not physical enough taking on blocks. I actually think people crap on Bernardrick McKinney a little too hard. He is a dirty work player. He'll come downhill and hit you. You just have to tell him, look, we're going to cut you or we rework your salary where you're taking a pay cut. And if he'd be willing to do it, I'd be willing to, you know, get him to take a pay cut and then get rid of Whitney Mercilus.
I would say we would cut $1 million off your pay cut if you never wear that SWAT uniform you wore again. You know, all the cute outfits you guys wear.
Rework the deal so that you put that in the language.
That's part of your...
Yeah.
I call that conduct detrimental to the team if you ever wear one of those things again.
Yeah. David Johnson only cost you 2.1 dead cap as opposed to a $9 million cap hit. Gone. Beat it. There's zero chance. I mean, you can pick up running backs anywhere.
Is Duke Johnson at the end of his deal? How many years does he have left?
Duke's gone.
Duke's got to be gone, too.
You're going to have two open... You have to replace two running backs.
He's zero dead cap. You save $5 million. I mean, you're looking at
there will be
under-over percentage of roster turnover next year. 50%.
Under. But let me give you a number.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, no. You might be right. I need to think about this. Okay, you're right. 17.5 new players on the roster.
Oh, over and over. I'm going over. I mean, just right now. No.
You're right. Okay, money's come in. I've now moved the number. 19.5. I think that's a pretty good number.
Oh, out of 53, you absolutely can have a 20.
So for sure, two running
new
backs.
Guys on this team.
Sure, two running backs. Fulton just got a new deal. You might not lose any of those starting offensive linemen. It might be the same.
Fulton just got a 1-year extension on that.
Okay. Then Fulton's gone.
It's actually 700. You saved $3 million cutting soap Fulton.
Okay, Fulton's gone. Two running backs are gone. Your tight end,
Fels?
You just gave Fels a deal.
What the?
You may be stuck with Fels.
You save over $2 million, $2.3 million.
Bye, Fels.
Cutting soap Fels.
Fels is now.
I mean,
done.
Even, what the hell?
Now the question, that's only as you're purging roster. The question is. Are you replacing them with comparable or better? Are you going all in on the burn?
Okay. Is Cobb gone?
Well, I think you got to bring Cobb back.
That's because I know exactly because you got to keep you can't fill all your roster spots. I think your wide. I think what's his name is gone. Fuller to me is gone. It wouldn't shock me if Kiki QT were gone. For sure, Stills is gone.
Kiki QT actually played a little bit.
Okay, I think two of your five wide receiver spots will be gone.
Yeah, he's $12 million against the Cobb's $12 million. You got to keep Cobb.
Yeah,
he's $12 million.
Right? What a terrible, terrible deal.
After next year, you save $8.25 million. Then you can get rid of Cobb. But next year, you got to have Cobb. Cobb's
got
to stay.
So are you going with what the Dolphins did? They got rid of veterans on a team that was no better than 7-9, 6-10, said bye, everyone. And we're not going to really replace you with guys that are comparable talent-wise. We're just going to be bad. Yeah. Are you willing to go into another year with Deshaun saying, hey, Deshaun, sorry, this year we're going to be really bad again?
You're going to keep Cooks. You're going to keep Cobb. You're going to get new running backs who probably are going to be better, if you want to know the truth. Darren Fells wasn't an option anyway. You got Farrell Brown now. You got Akins. I mean, it's not like you're going to be devoid. It's not going to be much different than this year. Well, you're just going to have some
especially guys. Especially if Kali Warren comes on. I've got three cornerbacks that I think will change, a potential of two safeties when you talk about depth, the 53-man roster, two linebackers, one edge defender, which could be Merciless or Scarlett, one of those two. And then actually, it's going to be at least two defensive linemen. So 2, 4, 5. So that's actually gets to 18 players. Just off the top of my head, guys, that I think for sure. I think 19.5 is a good number.
I think it's going to be higher. 928 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Time for me to talk. Well, you can get all the odds on a lot of these bets right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. We got the playoffs coming up. People, this can't be better. This is the best time for you to be able to jump on. If you haven't played before, you want to play, you want to win, you want to get paid, this is what it does. For whatever reason, they're able to do this, and it's all hunky-dory. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And guess what? This is not some sleazy fly-by-night bookie where you're going to lose. This is a thriving business that you hear on the radio, all over, on television. It's all over the place. So they're not going anywhere, and when you win, you get paid, and that's awesome. And right now, you got all this. You want to bet on basketball. You want to bet on baseball coming up. You want to bet on anything that you want to bet on. You like Premier League or you know rugby. Whatever the case may be, you got it all at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They will match half of your initial deposit. So you put in $1,000, they'll match $500. Now you got $1,500 to play with. All at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. Jeffrey wants to get in here and talk about getting cut. What do you say, Jeffrey?
Hey, you can call me Trader Jeff. Talk about it. It's all good now. I want to go over why Nick Martin isn't being brought up to be cut, because we can save $6 million if we cut him. And then also, it's pretty foregone conclusion with Brandon Cook saying he doesn't want to be traded, that he's going to be traded. So that's another $18 million we can have in free agency money if neither one wants to restructure their deals. So I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on why we aren't even talking about cutting Nick Martin, because he's pretty average, below average, given what he's getting paid.
So the Brandon Cooks is an interesting. You got, listen, zero dead cap money you get rid of Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, but Brandon Cooks is a pretty good wide
receiver. $12 million.
Why are people, I don't understand this need to cut. Yeah. You just gave a second-round pick for him. You have to get something out of it.
Brandon Cooks has actually played to his contract. Brandon Cooks was a bright spot. At $8 million this year, he exceeded his value. That's right, and wants to be here. He's got a kid. I don't know if you heard, but he's got a kid here.
He invoked a no-trade clause over the weekend that he doesn't have.
Right. So whoever trades for him, he's not going, he said. So I don't know if you – anyway – so that's nothing, but this is a player that's you have very limited number of players that exceeded their contract value. Mm-hmm. Brandon Cooks was one of them. Deshaun was one of them. I guess JJ was one of them, I guess.
He exceeded.
Well, he performed. I mean,
yeah,
let's
did
not forget
his job.
He was the only guy on the defensive line.
We're giving him a thanks for doing your job award.
You know, Zach Cunningham was much better in the second half of the season than he was in the first.
Well, yeah, I think his money kicks in. Is it next year?
Yeah, Zach Cunningham actually outplayed his money.
I mean, what does outplayed mean? He got tackles on the worst defense in the league?
Yeah.
He didn't make enough impact plays. It's not all him.
He played much better in the second half. Played much better.
I don't even like playing the game called, let's play the game where who outplayed their contract for the Texans. That's one of the worst
Will
games.
Will Fuller?
That's not even a good game to play.
No, it's not a fun game.
To me, Brandon Cooks is a legitimate, solid number two, good number three wide receiver.
Oh.
He's not a number one.
It's a little disrespectful yourself.
No.
He's a really good number two.
If he was a really good number two, he wouldn't be on his fourth team already.
Well, but you get a first rounder for him every time. I mean, what the hell?
And you value him so much that you just keep pushing him on?
Well, for a first rounder.
And he has to come out and say, don't trade me?
Yeah, well. No, I get that.
I mean, there's no value, you know.
I think Brandon Cooks is here one more year. I think Brandon Cooks is here another year.
To me, he's fine. $12 million
next year?
Brandon Cooks is the type of talent you want to have on your team. You want a Brandon Cooks. Now, I want other wide receivers that do different things than a shorter guy that can run fast. You know, if your wide receiving crew is a basketball team, then, you know, there's my point guard. That's fine.
It's interesting with Nick Martin. You're going to save over $6 million if you cut him, but... He was the fifth highest paid player on your team this year. Well, no, because other guys are.
He's like the third or fourth highest paid safety. I mean, center.
Yeah.
Devil you know, devil you don't. I mean, I'm sure the Texans will say, man, if this were a year that we didn't have to turn over half the roster, we'd get rid of him. But what are you going to replace him with? I mean, you got to replace him, like Dell said, you got to at least replace average with average.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm just saying that's a lot
of
work to be done.
Would you have been that much worse off with Greg Mance playing center all year?
Maybe, because Greg Mance didn't even make... I mean, Greg Mance is coming off the practice squad. They didn't seem to have any confidence in Greg Mance.
They didn't have any confidence in Kiki QT, and he actually ended up playing pretty damn well at the end.
He always had drops, fumbles, and got hurt.
Yeah, they didn't have any confidence in Jonathan Greenard. Jonathan Greenard played pretty damn well at the end, this past game. I mean, they didn't have any confidence. There's a lot of guys that didn't have any confidence in. They didn't play well.
No, let's not pump up. What did Greenard do?
I mean, he had some
great
tackles.
he got someone on the ground a couple times.
I mean,
I don't remember Greenard being a fat. I saw him make a tackle down the field, and what did he do when you say he played pretty damn well? Our standards are so low for the defense. Like, I saw Greenard tackle somebody.
Yeah.
He's outplaying his contract.
The issue is.
I saw A.J. Moore. A.J. Moore, he took away that deep crossing route. What about the post he gave up?
He can't do more than one thing, Lance.
Well,
he can only do one thing.
Dude, A.J. Moore made $644,000 this year. He way outplayed his contract. He was actually on the field.
Did Lonnie Johnson outplay his?
Oh, God, that was terrible. How about Charles Omenihu? He outplayed his.
I guess.
He was 700.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Stop playing that. Did they outplay their contract game? There are a bunch of guys who can't win. It's a losing organization. You got a bunch of Instagram guys who can't wait to post up the latest picture of their new ride, but can't stop the run. I mean, what?
Yeah, but they
care about something other than the bag and go get your run fits and stop a freaking running back from going 200 plus on you three straight games. You're embarrassing everybody, especially yourselves.
That's kind
of my
ugly
job to do that.
It's kind of ugly when a guy's making tackles out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
a guy's making tackles out there. I've never heard of more. This is the most vague description
vague.
Of ability that I've ever
it's
heard.
Not vague.
He's making tackles against people.
He tackles people. That's not vague.
That's
his job
at all. It's a definitive description.
He had a
description.
Tackle against a person.
Yes.
No, the best back in football, a tackle against Derrick Henry. Have you ever tackled Derrick Henry?
No.
Oh, now you're using the job. No, you know what? It looks like one of the least pleasurable things I've ever seen.
To tackle Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
No. He told a buddy of mine, he said, it's like tackling Jadeveon Clowney. What the? He's like, it hurts to tackle this dude.
Did you see Adams? So my dad and I talked one time about fullbacks. We were talking about some fullback that they had in Pittsburgh or something.
Rocky Blair.
No. And he just said, no. And he just said, you know, at some point, even the toughest fullbacks, I asked Lorenzo Neal about this too, even the toughest fullbacks in the game, at some point, they pull up because they're tired of the collisions. Mm-hmm. They don't want the contact and the collisions. And my dad think that happened with David Johnson, is he thinks when he watched him that he's just not a fan of the contact anymore. But that's something to me that
you're a maniac if you're a fan of the contact.
No, that's yeah. But some people are, and I think I saw Derrick Henry. So Adams was engaged with the block, a guard had climbed up on him, and he was engaged. And as he was getting off the block, his hands were still kind of on the guard. And just Derrick Henry just hit him as hard as he could. Like, he didn't try to wiggle around him. He just ran over him, and it became a tackle. And I just thought, that has got to be terrible. You see it coming at you, and you can't even – you just know that you're about to get a quote-unquote one of those tackles that you talk about, John, that you're so proud of all these tackles. He had a face tackle where he got smashed in the face, and Derek tripped over his lifeless body for a tackle.
Okay, so
you're being very critical of something you would never do.
Yeah.
I could get Derek down. If what? I were in my 20s, I think I could chop Derek down.
No chance. No,
I mean, zero. I just, unfortunately, I can't get in a time machine and go back. I was also in my 20s, like 195.
You're not tackling Derek Henry.
You can't even walk over a curb.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s,
you're not tackling.
I could also
Derrick
make
Henry.
Threes, tackle.
Wait a
Derrick.
Minute,
you, Henry, you opted out of high school football. What are you talking about?
I got COVID. What?
In your 20s, we got guys in their 20s now who don't tackle Derrick Henry. You think you're tackling?
No, they
him
got
in
the
your
wrong
20s?
One, pal. They should have come saw me, found me back in the day. Okay. I'd have knocked down the Trone Means, too.
Did you play football? Oh,
would you have?
Yeah, never got my chance.
Oh, never got your chance to play football?
No, there was guess a we'll chance. Never all know. You had to do was go out.
I guess we'll never know.
Okay. Like
have you ever seen me tackle him? No, then you can't say for sure.
Have you ever tackled anyone?
Yes.
In organized sports?
Yes.
Other than your kids.
In organized sports,
You play football?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I did stop after sophomore. I went to all your basketball.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
You don't want basketball. That. You don't want none of that.
942 ESPN 97.5. We got calls here. You want to get – Gilbert wants to talk on it. Let's see what Gilbert thinks about the Texans today. He probably has some thoughts.
It might be a different Gilbert.
No, it's
the Gilbert. And we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Let's see what Gilbert thinks about where the Texans are and this whole deal, this
sure.
whole mess that we're in. Hey, Gilbert. We're starting out the new year right.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting out perfectly. Just leave him there. We'll see what this brings in the new year. It's going to be something different. So this is our first show back.
Yep.
What did you? How was mom's? By the way, Del. Oh, he's out. He's got an answer phone.
He's talking Where's to your, his mom.
What the hell happened to the intern? Maybe Gilbert can intern here.
Don't joke.
Man, he's
God
got some.
Bless.
He's got some real.
Yeah.
He needs his CPAP.
Well, yeah, that is in desperate need of a CPAP or an APAP, either one of the PAPs.
Well, it's the end. It's the beginning or the end, whatever in the middle of that whole semester turnover thing. So there are no interns available.
Oh, there are
no. No.
Okay,
that'll be the deal for a little bit.
Okay, for a little bit. How was LA?
LA is fine. I mean, you can't do anything.
Nothing.
No, I like driving, so I did a. I drove up PCH and down PCH and just went in a couple different directions in a couple days just to drive and see apparently it's a really nice view if you want to take that drive. Just pro tip. Because she works at a bank, she has to deal with the public. You're not allowed to have contact with someone who's coming in from a different like state. So I had to, if she wanted to work, I had to wear a mask in the house.
Yeah,
there's Gilbert there.
Gilbert, I'm afraid I'm getting something on me.
So I had to, we didn't do anything within 6 feet of each other. I had to wear a mask when she was in the same room, just because that's what her bank said had to happen. Because I wasn't high risk, but coming off a plane, you have to take those type of precautions.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Hey, what's up, Gilbert?
Hey, Gilbert, are you there?
Let's go to the line. Gilbert's on right now.
He just hung up.
Gilbert, what do you say?
He just hung up.
He hung up.
What?
He came on and hung up.
What? Hey, wait a minute. Did you capture the Nick Saban what?
We had that tweeted to us 1,000 times.
I mean,
here's Gilbert calling back.
I can't hear you.
Here's Gilbert calling back.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't understand. What?
That's Gilbert. We got to mash that up, Dell. I mean, that is.
Is it?
Yeah. No, that's. We got to mash up Gilbert and Nick
first
Saban.
First of all, what's this we stuff? Well, why don't you just say what it is?
We got to do that.
Dell, mash that up.
Yes, I would love for you to do it.
Well, in 2021, I want to be inclusive.
No, just say Dell, mash it up. What's this we stuff?
No, you know what? 2021 should be about exclusivity.
Well, it should be.
Let's start excluding.
Yeah, and let's not pretend it'll be a joint effort mashing it up.
Del,
just say Dell.
Let's me and you do this.
No, just say Dell, mash that up for us. Don't say we. Let's get this done.
Dell, maybe me and you get together.
You
want to
hang out after the show and mash that up? Okay, sure. Gilbert's back, by the way.
Oh, Gilbert's here. What's up, Gilbert? Hey.
Gentlemen.
Hello?
Oh, wait. He's already falling asleep. He just called.
He just called and said, Gilbert.
I mean, literally.
Is this a fake? He's told us he had cancer before and it wasn't true.
No, literally 5 seconds ago.
I don't think this is a fake, but he has faked his own death. He's
his father. Remember his father? He said his dad had cancer. Or
he
something.
Told at 7:90. He told me he had cancer.
How do you fake your own
and
death?
And then he admitted he lied. So I banned him.
No, I thought he did that. I was there when he said he
I'm sure he's called both places. Yeah,
right.
What?
That's me. That's
not real.
How did he fake his death? Did he call in and said he's dying?
Yeah, he's dying.
Bad news.
Bad news.
Looks like I'm dying.
How in the hell?
And I took it seriously.
I mean, literally.
Why would you
just
take it seriously?
Dialed the phone and he's already.
He said, "Hey, it's Gilbert." And I was like, "Okay," but and then he was done.
All right, let's play the game. What is Gilbert doing overnight that he's so tired in the morning?
I'm
the bad person.
I'm not playing the game.
He goes, "Oh, you're such a terrible person. Your wife will listen to me and go, 'You're setting him up,' and then he does that.
Yeah, that's a setup for you. He's trying to set you up.
Let's play the game.
I'm gonna test this to see if this is real. If Gilbert comes on the line right now, I will buy him 10 egg rolls right now. 10 egg rolls. 5, Gilbert. Gilbert, I will give you 10 egg rolls if you answer right now.
No, Gilbert.
5.
What's
I don't
Gilbert
hear the
dreaming
snoring
right
anymore.
Now? What's Gilbert
5
dreaming right now?
Egg rolls.
4. No.
Keep those
giving,
egg
you're
rolls.
You're probably
fine.
Giving them a
3.
No.
2.
Nope.
1.
It's not fake.
It's not working.
How can it not be fake?
It's not fake.
They'll put them on hold.
Oh.
And within seconds.
And within seconds.
There's 100% chance that he stays up and watches television throughout the
night. What type of television?
Come on. Andy Griffith. You know what he watches.
Yeah, do you think he has a premium cable at the home?
No, he's got VCR.
I think he's got basic cable.
Yeah.
Everyone
and
does
he gets
now, right? At least.
What is it?
I think he watches whatever's on channel 51 and
39
and The Cube and all that stuff. I 100% think Gilbert watches those shows.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, and then he puts his tapes in.
His one tape.
Do you think he does have VCR tapes still?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
And do you think he has Blu-ray?
And he's got one tape.
Blu-ray?
Think he has Blu-ray?
No.
Oh, Blu-ray.
Who has Blu-ray? Well, not Blu-ray. What were the big album-looking...
Laserdisc?
The Laserdiscs that didn't make... Who knew that laser discs that were like this big weren't going to make
it? Does Gilbert have VCR or Beta?
Yes, VCR.
Yeah.
The only person I knew who had Beta was John Harris.
That's it? He made a bad choice.
Well, his parents did.
Yeah. Anyway, so I would not really get Gilbert's thoughts on the Texans. I'm sure we will. I'm sure at some point we will.
I feel like we're going to.
Who else is on the line?
I feel like we're going to hear a.
Who's on the other line?
Hear something tragic happen.
Oh, Underrated Mess.
Underrated Mess wants to get in here?
Yeah, let's get him.
Keep Gilbert up and put him on. Let's see if Underrated Mess can't wake him up.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Happy New Year. I'm just kind of confused by the UT hire. I don't really understand, like, is it just like the new shiny toy? Is there do they even have interview processes in college? Because I know ADs and all that stuff lie all the time, but then all of a sudden start just calling some good plays and they decide, oh, I guess we want to take this guy on now. I feel like they'll be in the same spot in the next 4 years. Just looking for the new shining toy because, to me, Sark hasn't really shown the ability to kind of lead a program to the promised land or anything like that. I mean, I'm all for second chances and all that, but this is like his third opportunity. I just kind of get y'all's take on it. It doesn't really feel like they really interviewed anybody. They just kind of scooped him up, and that was it.
Yeah, you have to. You'd have to be crazy to think. I feel like it's pretty obvious. Texas was going to stick with Herman unless they could better deal him. And when Sark came up, I think he probably
is he though? Well, we'll see if he's a better deal. I think. Well, here's the deal though.
He's a different guy.
Well, here's the deal though. If these reports and we saw the recruiting, when you can't recruit, when you're having a hard time recruiting anymore, and especially at the level that Texas has to recruit.
Oh, always thought that could be a problem for him.
As soon as Ewers left, I thought this is the death knell for him. As soon as Ewers said, "I'm not going there," I thought this is it for Tom Herman. Because we've heard him having issues recruiting otherwise, and now to lose two of the top guys that you're going to get in a couple of years here, it was. And now the report, now whether or not, and you can't, it's rumors and innuendo, and maybe it's an excuse why Chris Del Conte said we're. But if there is anything to the that his own players, Tom Herman's own players, were negative recruiting players. Then that's a real, real problem. That's a toxic deal. You can't have that. No. You can't have your own players telling guys not to come here. You just can't. So then Sark will be better. And now Sark has got, while he didn't do all that at USC, he's obviously got what he's done at Alabama. And it's been pretty damn good.
Well, he was he was one of the play callers for USC. I mean, he did a really good job as one of the play callers,
but not as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question. There's a big difference between head coach and play caller. Yeah, so right. I don't think we can just assume.
I didn't see. What did he say about calling plays here?
At Texas?
Yeah.
I didn't see, but he's got to be. Why would you not?
Well, some guys just become.
Yeah, but that's why he's coming, probably, is to develop young quarterbacks and to get the offense cranked up. Got to be. I think I'll just say it. I think Sam Ellinger held Texas offense back.
Yeah, I agree.
It's time to go. A tough guy and all this and that, and I like that. But they just were not dynamic enough. When you look at Tom Herman's best offenses, you had quarterbacks who were better runners. Not tough runners, more explosive runners. You had obviously Greg Ward. You had his offenses at Ohio State, and I just think you just didn't have that with Sam Ellinger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And while I liked what he gave you and the leadership and all that stuff, that never felt like an explosive offense.
Mm-mm. No.
Now Sam tried to do too much this year because his wide receivers were not very good, and I think he pressed a little too much. After I watched him on tape, I'm like, I think he's a sixth. Somewhere around there, has a chance to be a backup. Kellen Mond, I finished him. I think he's going to go into third or fourth. I think Kellen Mond helped himself out by coming back. And I'll tell you something else. I've heard that the Aggies are putting full court press on a lot of seniors to come back and give it a national championship run next year. I don't think Mond will come back, but there's a couple of offensive linemen that may come back, the right guard and the right tackle. Left tackle, I heard, is gone. But I've heard the right guard and right tackle, they're working on them. This is what I've heard behind the scenes. And there's some other players who are seniors who they're hoping will give it more than likely one or two may stay. But I've already found a couple players. Zion Johnson, a big guard from Boston College, he had pulled his name out. Now he's going back. He's decided to pull his name out from the Senior Bowl even and go back to school and take advantage of the fifth year. So,
and by when you mean seniors, you mean guys who are already seniors who are going to use the extra year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of the free year.
Much like Houston's very own De'Aaron King.
Yep.
Yeah, De'Aaron King is going back to Miami.
Unfortunately, he blew out his ACL. Apparently, he's having surgery today.
Wait, when did he blow out the ACL?
In the game, the second quarter.
He did?
Yeah. Now, he had already announced, so they're saying it's right now it feels like an eight-month thing. They think he might be back for camp, which is in August, so we'll see. That's aggressive. That's an aggressive timeline. But they think it wasn't as destructive as it could have been.
Listen, and after next year, you're going to find De'Aaron King. He was a college quarterback, and that's what he was.
Well, and that's why maybe he's playing another year at college.
And you're going to find out that Jeff Heron, you're beating. You're going to find out Lance is beating it right here on the show. Beat it, Lance.
I'm going to announce I'm beating it?
Well, we just did announce it. We just did announce it. And maybe we'll get Gilbert in here to his thoughts. Hopefully, we're going to continue to try effort. We're efforting Gilbert on the show. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk right now about Jeff Aronoff and absolute marvel in Granite. And look, if you're looking for a home improvement, if you're looking for a business improvement, if you've got a big, big job that you need done, Jeff Aronoff is perfect for it. It's what he does every single day. He's really, really, I mean, it's unbelievable what the dude is doing. I mean, he's putting it in all the countertops in hotels around the country. This dude is really, really, really good, and he's valued, and he's wanted, and you can take advantage of this expertise that he's got. We did when we needed the backyard renovated. We called Jeff Aronoff, and Jeff Aronoff came over and put in an outdoor kitchen for us. It was just fantastic, and it absolutely helped us sell the home because it added value to the home. And this is something that you got to do, especially if you've been in your home for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and you haven't updated. You're not, guess what? It devalues. So you got to add value to your home, and it's what Jeff Aronoff does all the time. And you don't need an architect because Jeff can design it for you. It's what he did for us. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.